What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, back here on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn as we continue our coverage of Washington Commanders training camp. The Commanders in Foxborough to joint practice with the Patriots. The preseason lid lifter will be on Friday night. And a man who was at Commanders camp on Saturday as part of SiriusXM, NFL Radio's coverage and extensive coverage of their training camp tour, is former NFL quarterback Jim Miller. He hosts Moving the Chains every weekday from 3 to 7 Eastern Time with Pat Kerwin on the SiriusXM NFL Radio channel. He and, again, co-host Pat Kerwin were at Commanders Camp on Saturday. You can check out the show, the episode, anytime on demand on the SiriusXM app. And we're lucky enough, as we usually are at this time of the year, to have the great Jim Miller with us. Jim, thank you so much. Appreciate your time. I know you're busy. You guys are in Atlanta right now as we speak and then heading to Tampa. And you obviously were in Washington over the weekend, and then what, Baltimore as well in between that, right?
Yeah, we've hit probably the Lions, the Bears, New England, Buffalo, Cleveland, Pittsburgh. Like you said, Baltimore, Washington was a stop, and did Houston yesterday, Atlanta today, and we'll do Tampa tomorrow and finish up against we'll head to the Raiders out west, and we'll do the Jets as well. So I love it. It's football season.
It's like that old Southwest Airlines commercial, like when the singer comes out and he's like, "Yeah, let's go Detroit," and then he realizes he's in Chicago, right? You know, and wait a second. I don't know how you keep it all straight, but I appreciate you making some time for us. We're going to get into a couple of other things besides the Commanders, but first, I wanted to get your general impressions. I mean, obviously, a 12-win regular season, two playoff wins, Jaden Daniels, so much has changed, Jim, as you know, since the last time you guys did a training camp tour in Washington. What was your, I guess, big picture sense, and we'll get to the Terry McLaurin stuff in a sec, but what was your big picture sense of how much things have changed?
Yeah, I just think really it's, yeah, defensively, a lot of things are going to be different there for the Commanders. That's where they got to be better at stopping the run. They got to generate more turnovers, and certainly a lot is dedicated in that area. You know, signing a guy like Von Miller, you know, when you lose Dante Fowler, who led your team in sacks at 10.5. Offensively, I'm excited about this team. I mean, how can you not be with Jaden Daniels, Rookie of the Year honors, and rightfully so. You know, the right tackle position, I think, will ultimately settle itself. You've got, obviously, Josh Connerly, who you drafted. And mm-hmm. I would think that contract with Terry McLaurin is going to get done. But you add Debo Samuel. It's special. I mean, that team, here's the problem with Washington. The games where they were 8-0, where they went 8-0, they scored over 30 points a game. Yeah. You know, they're 3-4 when they don't score over 30 points. I do think it's a powerful offense, but when you have those bad days, that's where your defense has really got to be a lot better. And then, of course, the record against playoff teams, 1-4 against teams that made the playoffs, and certainly the bad loss to Philadelphia, and that one's going to sting. Is, you know, you look at what Saquon did, the team's got to be better at stopping the run. But this is a good-looking team. I mean, there's a lot to like about Washington.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, let's start with that defense that you kind of highlighted there and mentioned first. You add Javon Kinlaw, you add Jacob Martin, you add Eddie Goldman, you bring back Bobby Wagner, you revamp the secondary. But from a run defense standpoint, Jim, I think they're improved. I think they're certainly bigger than they were. But the question that I had for you is, how much does improving your run defense, presuming that it is actually improved, help your pass rush and your coverage, meaning you get, I guess, dual benefits by just improving your run a little bit?
Well, I think, you know, yeah, when you make those stops on first and second down, you're going to create some third and long situations, you know, whether it's, even if it's third and eight, third and nine, but you've got to be stout on first and 10 in order to get in those situations. And then you can unleash, you know, guys like Von Miller. The problem last year is like you said, when you're 30th at stopping the run. And I do think, I agree with you. I do think you're bigger. You know, how much more can Johnny Newton add? How much more can Eddie Goldman add? Because Eddie Goldman at times, I work for the Bears. He played terrific when he was a Chicago Bear. And it's good to see him back out playing again, because he can be a run stuffer on first and second downs. Because I think Kinlaw to me is more of a penetrator is how I look at him. But I think if you just look at that championship game, that first snap, toss 39, and you see Saquon Barkley run 60 yards for a touchdown to the house, that's not going to cut it. And so they have to be better on first and second down at stopping the run to create those third and long situations.
No doubt about it. Jim Miller is with us, of course, every day, Monday through Friday, 3 to 7, and in between, as well as they do their training camp tour. You can hear him on the SiriusXM NFL radio channel, Moving the Chains with Pat Kerwin, and he was at Commanders Camp over the weekend, kind enough to spend a few minutes with us. Just staying on the defense, obviously, again, they bring back Bobby Wagner. We know about Frankie Louvu and his emergence, and maybe you can use him differently. We talked about the revamped defensive line. Did you see something that you liked out of the secondary compared to what we last saw either on television in the NFC Championship game or whenever you got to watch the Commanders last year?
Yeah, I think that is a very pesky secondary. And I thought they started to get it late in the year when Lassiter finally got healthy and into the lineup. You know, I do like what I saw from Jonathan Jones. I like what I saw from the young Trey Amos. Sanger still is going to take another step. He led the team in passes defensed for the Washington Commanders. But I saw a very pesky defense. You got versatile safeties with Quan, who can get up towards the line of scrimmage if need be, but they contest everything. So I think, again, if you can create third and longs, generate more pass rush, that plays right into, you know, the really the strength of the Washington Commanders, and that's the secondary. And if they're able on offense to score like what they did last year, over 30 points a game or 28 points a game, a lot of teams could be playing from behind. And that, again, that plays right into Washington's strength, which is their secondary. So very pesky. Thought they contested everything. I liked what I saw from the young draft pick, Trey Amos. I think Jonathan Jones is a good savvy veteran as well. So there's a good competition going there on their opposite Lattimore. And I view it as a strength. I think that's a good thing for Washington, what they have. Very good secondary.
Totally agree. Jim Miller with us. You know, I know it's just one practice, and everybody knows the brilliance of Jaden Daniels, but did you see anything at all different from your expert point of view as a longtime quarterback and somebody who's invested their lives in this game? Mike Shanahan, Kyle Shanahan, all those guys used to tell me, you know, that I covered Rex Grossman, who you, I'm sure, know, Kirk Cousins would tell me the biggest growth is 1 year or year one to year two in an offense. Did you see anything different or better or anything that jumped out at you at all, or is it just a continued steady improvement?
Well, I think for him, one, he was impressive last year. You could tell in training camp. I remember, and I bring it up on the air, he took the whole offense in the special teams period, the O-line down to the end zone, and went through every blitz because they had a blitz period coming up next. And I just remember after they go through everything, he walks through every play, tells them what he's going to do. Here's what I'm going to check here. And I just remember him telling the offensive line, all right, hey, we're doing blitz period here. Let's not screw this up. Mm-hmm. We just went through everything. So his preparation for a rookie is through the roof. This guy is extremely serious about it. Football's important to him. And I just think now what I noticed on Saturday is just his command of everything. And when I talked to him, that's what he said. He said, I need to take it to the next level of being completely in control. He probably did take too many sacks last year, but he's going to have a lot of freedom at the line of scrimmage. So Cliff Kingsbury trusts him a great deal in what he's able to handle, and he can handle a lot of offense. So it is an accelerated year two for this young man. He already was extremely impressive winning Rookie of the Year with how he handled himself. And I don't feel any qualms about saying I expect more, and I think he does too in year two. He demands it of himself, and that's a good thing.
No doubt. You can check out the full episode, SiriusXM NFL Radio Moving the Chains Training Camp Tour with the Washington Commanders on demand on the SiriusXM app. I've got it. You should have it. It's great content, obviously. And check out Monday through Friday from 3 to 7, Jim and Pat, with Moving the Chains covering all of the NFL. They're in Atlanta now, heading to Tampa. They were in Washington, Baltimore, and all the other stops that we mentioned. We'll get there in a sec.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
How much does Laremy Tunsil help?
Yeah, they gave up a big haul to get him. I liked what I saw in camp. He is running extremely well in terms of getting downfield, the blocks, for, you know, all the stuff in space that Cliff Kingsbury is going to call for the wide receiver screen. So that's a big tackle that can move. I think he definitely improves the offensive line for the Washington Commanders, and I expect a lot of the run game to go over him too. You know, if Connerly does get the start, over Wiley at right tackle. You would think Tunsil probably will lead the charge earlier in the year until Connerly gets his sea legs underneath him. So it's a big move. They paid a lot to get him, and I think much is going to be expected. But I like what I saw because he is one of the most talented left tackles in this league, and they got a guy who's going to secure it for quite a few years.
No doubt. Now, I would imagine they're going to rotate Connerly and Wiley probably to start the year, like they did with Coleman and Cornelius Lucas last year on the left side, which is even more precarious with a rookie quarterback and his blind side. So that's what I'm looking for. And then, of course, you don't know when Sam Cosmi is going to come back. Probably not until, week four, week five, somewhere in that range we will see. All right, you mentioned Terry McLaurin. You think that'll get done. How problematic is just that specter of whether you're going to have him, not have him, timing, rhythm, all of that stuff? Assuming that it gets done, when is too late? Like, how do you read that out?
Yeah, to me, it's kind of a sore spot that it's gotten to this point, because, you're coming off just a magical season. You've had a great off season, and here you've got really a guy who's been the ambassador of your team. What hasn't Terry McLaurin done that you don't want him to remain a part of this team moving forward? I mean, he was terrific last year. I think it's been 5 years, over 1,000 yards. He led the team in touchdowns. And like I said, other than your quarterback, he's kind of been the face of the franchise, and just how he talks to the fans and what he's been through. He does everything the right way. So, yeah, and I just think overall for Terry McLaurin, I think it's a probably one blip on the Josh Harris group that they haven't gotten this deal done, because Terry has really been a big part of this organization and done it everything the right way. And I think it sends a good message in the locker room to reward players that have really done right by the franchise and really epitomize everything you want to be.
Just one quick one on that is a DK Metcalf structure, $33 million, I think $80 million in total guarantees, I think $60 million in full guarantees. Is that fair in your eyes for the Commanders and Terry McLaurin?
Yeah, I think it's fair. I think when we were there Saturday, they were about $6 million a year apart. But I think it's going to fall right in that structure. That area that you're talking about, that's probably where it should fall for that contract.
Agreed. And I've heard something similar to that. So, certainly a significant gap, but not an insurmountable gap, as we will see. The great Jim Miller is with us, SiriusXM, Moving the Chains, part of their training camp tour, annual training camp tour with the Commanders last weekend in Atlanta, now heading to Tampa Bay. Let me ask you, and by the way, you can check out the whole episode on demand on the SiriusXM app from their coverage with Pat Kerwin and Jim from the Commanders on Saturday, on demand anytime you want on the SiriusXM app. Let me ask you this. You're, as I mentioned, in Atlanta. Obviously a big year, too, for Raheem Morris. They fell short. They kind of struggled down the stretch. They went to Penix. They still have my guy Kirk Cousins. They've revamped the pass rush a little bit, maybe a little crazy with the trade for Pierce. I don't know how you read that. How dangerous is Atlanta, or are they not dangerous at all in your eyes?
No, I think, well, even last year with Kirk Cousins, they were 4-0 in the division. Yeah. I mean, they had control of everything. And then I just think, he had an injury that he just could not fight through any longer. And they elected to make the change and go to Michael Penix to salvage the season. I think it's between them and Tampa. Like I said, they've got a good team here. They do have to focus on their edge rush. It hasn't been, they've been pretty much one of the worst in the league for more than a decade is where it sits for the Falcons. They've addressed it. Like you said, they traded back into the first round to get Pierce out of Tennessee. You got Walker, Leonard Floyd, who Raheem Morris coached for the world champion Rams at that point. He's over to provide the veteran leadership. And I think Raheem's doing it the right way. This is a good football team. And Michael Penix has a good support system around him. Bijan Robinson, over 1,400 yards. He's got a veteran offensive line. They just re-signed Caleb McGarry to an extension for the right tackle. Lindstrom's one of the best guards in football at right guard. And they really only lost Drew Dolman. But Ryan Nuzel has been here. He's going to fill in that spot. So Offensively, they should be pretty good. It is about the growth of Penix. This will be his first year starting in the NFL, and we'll have to see how he handles it, see how he prepares. But I do think their defense overall has gotten far better than what they were a season ago.
I got a million more for you, but I'll boil it down to two if you can work with me here. You said you know, obviously you still do work with the Bears, and I know you're going to be part of their preseason coverage, and everybody knows what you mean with that franchise. But this is a big year. There's reports Caleb Williams is struggling. The offense is struggling. Ben Johnson comes over in division. How quickly can they, I guess, get to where they need to be? Not that you need to score 30 points a game in the NFL, but how quickly to be like an efficient offense, never mind an explosive offense?
It'll take probably 8 to 9 weeks to get that offense up and running. And it's unfortunate because they did add a lot of support for Caleb Williams, but a lot of it is on him.
Yeah,
he's got to prepare better. But this, you know, when you change the offense and it's a totally new system, it's going to stunt his growth a little bit. And I think you see why he's struggling, and the reports are that he's struggling right now in Chicago. And the problem is their defense is not the monsters of the Midway that it once was.
Right.
You know, so the offense really has to carry the defense at this point. So it's really up to Caleb how quickly he can get caught up to speed, because Ben Johnson knows that division. I mean, he was putting up 30 points against Brian Flores and the other defenses in the NFC North, and that's the problem with the NFC North. The point totals and the point differentials are the greatest in all the NFL. They scored more points than any other division. And so they're going to have to score a lot of points, and it's really going to depend on Caleb in order to do that. And right now he's got a lot of ground to cover and a lot of work to do.
It's a great point. One last one, and I'll let you out. And I so appreciate your time. I know you're very busy, but Micah Parsons basically took a machete to his relationship with the Cowboys. Is that posturing in your eyes, or is that real in your eyes? One or the other, if you can. And ultimately, where do you think this ends?
I think it's Jerry Jones. The carnival never stops. You know, what did Jerry always say? Even bad news is good press for the Dallas Cowboys, because you're always in the news, good or bad. And ultimately, he always gets the deal done. Jerry ends up paying more. He puts his money where his mouth is. And I think Micah Parsons will be happy at the end of the day, because he'll be the highest paid edge rusher in football. And this is just Jerry Jones. He's keeping the Dallas Cowboys in the news. And that's just the way he likes it.
It's the ultimate carnival. It's the ultimate reality and the ultimate soap opera, no doubt about it. Listen, I so appreciate you making time for us. I know you got a very busy schedule. Safe travels to Tampa and beyond. I know you're calling Bears preseason action this weekend and then back on the road. Man, you're a busy dude. I have no idea how you know where you're coming and going, but I appreciate you squeezing us in. Thank you so much, Jim, and we'll direct everybody, as always, to not only Moving the Chains 3-7 with you and Pat Monday through Friday, but also the special episode you guys did from Commander's Camp on the SiriusXM app. I really appreciate you.
Well, thank you, Chris. Good to be with you.
Great to see you, Jim. Thank you. Thank you, Jim. I appreciate you again so much.
You bet, man. Thank you.
Safe travels, okay?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.